It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Ever since settlement first began in Iowa, agriculture has been the most important part of our economy. But farming has evolved over time and continues to change. The new documentary, Fieldwork, A Family Farm, premieres on Iowa Public Television this Sunday at 1 p.m. IPTV is an underwriter of Iowa Public Radio. The filmmaker behind the documentary, John Heldy, is here with me now. Hello, John.
Hi, Charity. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time. And now this documentary focuses primarily on one family farm, Charlie and Judy Swanson, their farm in Boone County. Can you describe the operation a little bit for us?
The Swanson's operation is mostly made up of rented land. They've been doing tenant work for a long time. They have about 550 acres, I believe. And most of it, like I said, is rented ground. And they farm mostly corn and soybeans, although they have started a commercial vegetable operation.
All right, and we'll talk more about that as time goes on. And they're making an effort to stay fairly small, right?
Yeah, that was what initially drew me to follow them through several years, was their conviction to stay family-sized farmers in an era when things are getting big all around them.
How did you connect with the Swansons? I mean, you're in Seattle, so what was the spark that drew you to them?
I was an urban guy. I grew up outside of D.C., and now I live in Seattle. But my family has owned 120 acres of Iowa farmland for over a century. My great-grandfather bought 120 acres in 1909, I think it was, and the Swanson family has actually been farming it since about 1930, I believe. My grandmother left Iowa probably, you know, in the mid-20th century, and so we didn't have any relatives there or any connection there, but I realized that we still had this farm in our family, and I wanted to see where that story led, and
oh,
I went out to Iowa to meet the Swansons, who were farming our land, and realized that they had this passionate conviction to stay family sized.
That so you have a strong family connection with that land as well, and I want to play just a moment from the film. This is you didn't just follow the Swansons; you also talk to their family members, and you also met some other farmers in the area. But this is a moment where Charlie's dad and his uncle are sharing their memories of growing up on the farm.
That's all Dad ever farmed.
200 acres.
200 acres. We never hurt for something to eat.
No, we always had clothes to wear and something to eat. Just always wanted to be a farmer,
yeah.
I guess. I did nothing.
That's all I knew. I never went to college or anything, and I never wanted to. I wouldn't have finished high school if it hadn't been for basketball. I really mean it.
You're who I got that idea from. I felt the same way. I could have had the GI Bill when I went to come home from service, and I didn't want to go to college. I wanted to farm.
Well, that's the same here.
It was interesting listening to them talk about their experience growing up on a farm. Their dad never farmed more than 200 acres. That was enough for their family. And that was kind of a typical family farm experience in Iowa in the 40s. Farms grew and have continued to grow through time. But it really struck me listening to them talk about their memories that that's also seems to be the kind of experience that Chuck and Judy want with their farm. They want to have a family farm that supports their family, and they're not looking for something bigger.
That's right. They really, what struck me when I went to meet them was they have this vision of all the family farming together. Their two sons want to come back into the operation. They want to farm, which is not typical these days. And they wanted to put together an extended family that would have enough acreage to make a living as a family, not grow into a huge operation that had to have employees, but just made enough that they could support themselves and maybe the two sons' families.
Now, how long did you spend following the Swansons through farming?
I started out in 2008, right about the time the Dow dropped 1,800 points in October, and that led to some interesting material during that time when prices fell and things changed quite a bit on the economic front. Originally, my vision was to follow them for 1 year through an entire growing season, but as I spent time with them, I realized I wanted to let that unfold on a longer timeline. So I ended up filming until 2011. I was glad I did because things changed in that time that that I think really, really helped the story and that I wanted to, I was fascinated to see unfold for them.
Well, and it's so interesting, the uncertainty over a year in farming. In 2008 was a really tough year for a lot of farmers in Iowa because that was a year of major flooding. It was also, as you mentioned, a year of economic crisis. So there are a lot of stories to tell on the farm.
There are a lot of stories out there. And I, being, like I said, an urban guy, I just enjoyed spending time out there. I'm sort of an observational filmmaker by nature. I wanted to, in this film, spend time with farmers who are doing this, trying to stay family-sized, and just spend time following them through over time to kind of put the audience in their shoes to see, like, what are the challenges, what are the joys, what are the hardships that they face in trying to pursue that vision. There had been some good issues-based documentaries made, but I didn't feel, and those are strong films, I just didn't feel that they put you inside a farmer's life.
You connected with the Swansons at a really pivotal moment in their lives. As you mentioned, they wanted to continue farming with their two sons, and you connected with them at a moment where Jeremy, their older son, was really ready to be a farmer, and their younger son, Kylie, was still in school at Iowa State University, but also hoping to farm in the future, and you sort of filmed over that transition as well. So you really picked the perfect moment to look at their lives. In talking with Jeremy, in talking about the future of farmers, what were some of the main issues that you encountered when looking at the idea of passing on this vocation to the next generation?
The thing that I heard time and time again is that most children of farmers are getting out of farming, or they're being told by their parents not to pursue it because it's too risky to do something safer. There's another farmer we spoke with, Craig Peterson, whose son has pursued a banking career, and he would like to come back and farm, but I could tell talking with Craig that he would love that on one hand, but he also feels like it's not something he wants to encourage. I felt like the Swansons were very interesting because they wanted to take that risk or find a way to take that risk. Because the two sons, Jeremy and Kylie, are passionate about farming. That's really all they want to do. One of the biggest challenges is money. How do you do that as a young person coming out of college? No young person right now can afford to buy land, to buy the equipment necessary. So the only way to get into it is to have a family and come in that way using their equipment or using their land. And Jeremy does buy in the film. He buys some land, which is a very big move for a guy his age.
Right. He bought about 80 acres, an incredible investment, because, of course, we all know that at the same time as you were filming, I mean, Iowa land prices started reaching historic levels, and land in Iowa is still incredibly expensive. So there's this real scarcity that young people who want to go into farming encounter. And he talks about some really important factors. One, he bought this land, which was a huge investment. So he and his young wife, they have this incredibly big mortgage hanging out there. They also both have jobs off the farm. They don't know how they could farm without both having jobs off the farm, and he is farming using his father's equipment. That's the only way that he could make a go of the 80 acres that he bought. I mean, that's a pretty risky proposition.
That's right. You really have to piece it together in a patchwork way, and you end up having multiple jobs and taking risks, yeah.
You spoke to someone with Iowa State University Extension who shared some really interesting figures, and I had never heard it laid out in such a stark way. He pointed out that in 1988, there were 1,100 or 1,200 farmers in Boone County. By 2006, that was down to 800. And a lot of the farmers that you spoke to also talked about that, how people were not, young people were not coming back to farm, and farmers seemed to be getting older and older. What were some of the things that people were telling you about that?
Very much that we have an older population out in Iowa was what I heard over and over again. And, you know, who is going to fill those shoes when they move on? There aren't as many young farmers who want to continue. I think that's changing. However, I mean, I feel like in the time I was out there, one of the exciting things to see was what was happening in very, very small farms. We live in a time certainly where the big farms are still getting bigger on the very big end. There's some exciting things starting to happen at the very, very small and even smaller than Swanson's. The Wilbers, who are in the film in Boone, have about 15-acre CSA operation. There are more, according to the latest census, there are more beginning farmers in 2012 over 2007. So maybe that tide is turning a little bit, and maybe there are different ways to farm.
Well, I found it very interesting that as you followed the Swansons through time, their younger son, Kylie, wanting to get back onto the farm. I mean, they'd always been a corn and soybean operation with a big kitchen garden that Judy has taken care of for years. She always felt that was kind of an insurance policy for the family. But now, and let's play another clip from the film. This is about the transition that Kylie is making into farming, and it may be emblematic of a much bigger transition on the farm. Let's listen.
The tunnel is actually considered mine. Mom and Dad and I are going at this all together.
Through the tunnel, he is establishing himself as a farmer so that he will be qualified for beginning farmer status with benefits through the government. With the farm ground, the corn and the beans, or even a livestock, usually the parents would supply the capital and the child would supply the labor. And with the tunnel, it's actually kind of turned the other direction. Kylie supplied the capital to put up the tunnel, and we're supplying the labor to operate it at this point.
And the tunnel they're referring to is a high tunnel, so it's the operation that Kylie's getting involved in is a horticultural operation, growing tomatoes and other vegetables in the tunnel to extend the season. And so this very traditional farm is embracing what seems to be the new kind of farming. And of course, what's new is also old, but this new wave of farming in Iowa.
Yeah, that was a big change for the Swansons in 2011. And part of it, I think, stemmed from the high cost of land and the realization that, you know, it was not going to be easy to acquire more land to do conventional crops. One of the options that they started to see was available to them was growing vegetables commercially. And they set up this high tunnel, and Kylie was very much a part of that, putting it together and taking care of it, growing tomatoes, eggplants, cucumbers, all sorts of local vegetables that they sold to community entities around the state, just around the county.
Right, Boy Scout and Girl Scout camps and 4-H camps, that kind of thing.
Nursing homes, yeah.
All right. And so one of the things that really struck me in the documentary, and Judy really put this into words in kind of a beautiful way. She talked about how she spent a lot of time growing up with her dad in the tractor. and that her kids spent a lot of time with her and her husband in the tractor. She says, I'd rather be in the tractor than anywhere else. But it also, it really brings home this idea of farming and family being intertwined for her. Did you, was that one of your takeaways, that that really this attachment to family is also the attachment to the farm for the Swansons and for many others?
I was really intrigued to watch them work. When they would all get together, this didn't happen all the time, but say at harvest or during planting, they would all be out in the field, and they obviously had been doing this for years, and they were a well-oiled machine, you might say. It was really kind of amazing to watch them work together as a family, and I do think that that is, you know, there's something beyond just the practical that is tied up in their desire to do that. Obviously, they want to farm as a family. They know how to work with each other. They enjoy working with each other, and they know that they can do it. They just love to do it. That was really clear.
What are you hoping people will take away from the film?
I hope that that people who farm and maybe our family farmers can see some hope for the family farm and understand that people depend on those farmers, and that kind of farm has a future. I hope that people who aren't farmers like me are able to sort of step into the shoes of a family farmer and understand what those challenges are and why it's hard and why people love to do it.
John, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
John Heldy is the filmmaker behind the new documentary Fieldwork, A Family Farm. It premieres on Iowa Public Television on Sunday at 1 p.m. Talk of Iowa is produced by Dennis Reese, Lindsay Moon, Emily Woodbury, and Claire Roth. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. You can send us email anytime. Our address is talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. I'm Charity Nebbe. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio News.